CAPS, Child, Adolescent, and Parent Support, celebrates Child Abuse Prevention Month every April. Throughout this month, they focus on ways to celebrate and encourage healthy families.
This year, our main focus is throughout the month is going to be social media based. So we're going to be highlighting champions for children in our community. So specifically our board and our staff, so people can get to know our board, the members that really put in a lot of time and effort to make CAPS be what it is, as well as our staff, the people that are boots on the ground going out and helping these families.
That's Emma Michaels, Director of Community Engagement. She says they'll be highlighting people throughout April and May on their social media pages.
In April, we're also going to have fun family Fridays. And so on social media, every Friday, there will be a fun family activity. And we're really hoping for a lot of interaction with this post from the community. People sharing, like this Friday will be favorite games. So family game night. What's your favorite game? Give other families ideas of what you do maybe to play games with your family or what games you like to play with your families.
CAPS is active on Facebook. Their page is called Child, Adolescent, and Parent Support. Another way CAPS spreads awareness throughout this month is by putting out their Blue Kids.
As you drive around town and you see a Blue Kid, just think, how can I provide children with a healthy childhood? Whether it's my own children, my grandchildren, nieces, nephews, family, friends, whatever. How can I be a part of that?
Any business that wants to have a Blue Kid this month can reach out to Michaels at CAPS. Learn more by visiting their Facebook page or head to their website, capsonline.us. The county's fiscal year runs from July through June, which makes April and May budget time. Marshall County Supervisor Chairman Jarrett Heil gives KFJB listeners an update on the budget process.
See, a week ago Wednesday, the 25th, we had a public hearing on our proposed tax levy. Our tax levy proposal we have is going down from 9.36 to 9.26.
Next steps will happen on Wednesday next week at their regular meeting.
We'll set the public hearing for our current year amendment and then also set the hearing for our county budget. So that hearing will be set for April 22nd. In which that'll be an opportunity for the public to come and have their say as well on a discussion on what our proposed budget is.
Heil says they'll also give a presentation on what the proposal is. He gives a little insight then on the proposed budget.
So our budget as a whole is going down 7% from 41.2 million down to 38.3. The growth that we have this year in our property value is 2.98%, but our tax askings is going up 2%.
If you hold your spending at 2% and growth is above 2%, which it is for Marshall County at around 2.9%, Heil says will come out ahead. Forecasters warn there may be severe weather in Iowa this afternoon. Tyler Ryan, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Johnston, says a cold front will push strong thunderstorms into western Iowa.
And with that, we'll be looking at large hail, damaging wind gusts, and even a few tornadoes will be possible as well.
Radar is indicating the storm will develop over the southwest part of Iowa and move diagonally to the east and northeast across the state. The National Weather Service says there's a risk of flash flooding in parts of central and eastern Iowa today. Ryan says temperatures are likely to be cooler tomorrow.
Highs in the low 40s across northern Iowa to low 50s across southern Iowa, and the winds will be quite blustery.
By mid-morning, the National Weather Service reported drizzle was falling in parts of southwest Iowa, and spots like Spencer and Storm Lake in northwest Iowa were getting a mixture of rain and snow. And I know right here we were getting a good pour down just before the noon hour. Another major road project is set to start on Monday, April 6th, this time over in Tama County on Highway 63. Highway 63 will be closed from 2nd Avenue down past the Quick Star. They'll be adding a roundabout to Highway 63. This closure is scheduled for April 6th through April 30th. The Iowa Department of Transportation posted their posted detour will have drivers taking a turn on 2nd Avenue between Fairway and the State Bank of Toledo, going over to South Broadway by CarQuest, jumping on Highway 30 and heading down to the intersection by Hardee's to get back on Highway 63 heading north. A four-day stretch of uncharacteristic heat in March pushed the month near the top of the state record book for warmth. State climatologist Justin Glisson says one of the days was the hottest ever in March.
On the 21st, Little Sioux in western Iowa hit 97 degrees during the heat wave that we had across much of the high plains into the Midwest, where temperatures were running about 20 degrees above average. So that 97-degree temperature at Little Sioux was about 45 degrees above normal.
That broke the March record set back in 1907 in Clarinda and Messina of 92 degrees on March 25th. Glenwood tied the record on March 29th, 1986. Glisson says the record came on the last day of that four-day heat wave.
If you take March 18th through the 21st, temperatures were running about 20 degrees above average across the state. So there were numerous stations across the state that either tied or broke their all-time high record March temperature.
The record heat came just days after a blizzard shut down interstate highways and everything else in the state.
If you take the cold temperatures from the blizzard and then the warmth towards the end of the month, overall we were about 5.2 degrees above average. So this is going to be around the top 10 warmest Marches on record.
Glisson says with sub-zero temperatures and record heat, March goes down as a month with extremes on both ends of the spectrum. Family, friends, and community leaders welcomed back some 60 Iowa National Guard soldiers yesterday from their deployment to the Middle East. Governor Kim Reynolds was there to welcome the group back home. She highlighted the two soldiers who did not return, Staff Sergeants Nate Howard and Edgar Torres Tovar. The soldiers were part of more than 1,800 that had been deployed since May of 2025 as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, a counterterrorism effort in Iraq and Syria. About 200 soldiers have already returned home from the mission. Another ceremony for about 140 troops set to return will be announced in the coming days. The Iowa Insurance Division, Attorney General's Office, and AARP Iowa are once again holding a Stop the Scammers tour across the state. Iowa Insurance Commissioner Doug Oman says scammers haven't let up in trying to take your money.
They use a lot of common themes, but what is so different now is the accessibility that they have through, you know, telephones, through cell phones, as well as electronic media, social media, to get access to people.
He says scammers can be doing business from around the world, and that makes investigation and prosecution very difficult. Oman says the tour is intended to educate people on how scams work.
Scammers, they invest a lot of time developing relationships, and then the scam kind of sort of like a buffet line. It'll move through different things. Sometimes it'll be investment related. Sometimes it'll involve, you know, basically bailing out a friend who's having financial difficulties. Sometimes it's getting access to monies.
Oman says scams can be targeted at anyone, and even the smartest people can be pulled in.
They gain your confidence by developing a relationship, and you, and again, in today's technology, folks have this sense that they're in a communication relationship with someone that can be trusted.
He says they've made some progress in preventing people from being taken by scammers.
We've actually intercepted a substantial amount of money, $2.7 million we've documented that we've intercepted from people who actually just attended these events.
Oman says it's a huge problem, as the Consumer Federation of America estimates that Americans lost more than $119 billion to scammers in 2025. People can head to iowafraudfighters.gov to see the full list of tour dates for the Stop the Scammers tour. A House subcommittee has advanced a bill to set up an annual appropriation of $3 million for cancer research in Iowa. More about this bill coming up next.
Waiting on taxes? No problem. Stop into McGregor's Furniture and Mattress and put $1 down and reserve your furniture. McGregor's wants you to save your money with payment options plus 0% interest financing. This may very well be the best time to buy furniture with only $1 down. Don't wait. Hurry into McGregor's today before your favorite choice of furniture is gone. McGregor's Furniture and Mattress, downtown Marshalltown and in Waterloo on Flemang Drive.
Welcome back into News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM for your Friday afternoon news update. Let's send it back down to Zach Tomish.
A House subcommittee has advanced a bill to set up an annual appropriation of $3 million for pediatric cancer research in Iowa. A group of parents were at the Capitol on Wednesday urging lawmakers to pass the plan. Christy Polinski of Fairfield spoke on behalf of her son Jack, who died of cancer last July at the age of 15.
Nebraska's been doing this for 12 years. They were actually the first state to really put in state funding for this. They have 10 new drug treatments for brain cancer that they're working with pediatric cancer. So that's what they've been able to do over these last 12 years. We would like to see the state of Iowa join them in that mission.
Isabel Ireland of Sigourney was diagnosed with a rare form of ovarian cancer when she was 16 years old and had a 10% chance of survival.
The treatment plans that were in place were only created a couple years before I was diagnosed. So if it wasn't for research and medical leaders in other states who were able to give that information to our state, I would not be standing here today.
Ireland says it's time for Iowa to join the fight against childhood cancer. The bill that would provide state government funding for research of treatments for childhood cancers is eligible for a vote in the House Appropriations Committee next week. Iowa could become the first state in the nation to regulate pediatric markets that let people bet on future events like elections, government policy decisions, sports, and even the weather. The Iowa Senate has passed a bill that would charge a state tax on prediction market activity in Iowa and require companies that are in the prediction market business to be licensed in order to take bets from Iowans. Senator Dan Dawson, a Republican from Council Bluffs, says Iowa is taxing and regulating sports betting and gambling at state-licensed casinos, but prediction markets are operating without federal government oversight.
The state of Iowa has little to no information as to how many of these contracts are being placed, of what types.
Dawson says a big concern is how much of the activity in prediction markets is tied to sports without the 21 or older age restriction in place for state-regulated sports wagering.